This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Today, we're heading off somewhere closer to home, but nevertheless, really exciting. One of the many things I love about living in London is the ability to travel so easily to so many places near and far. Added to that, our willingness to travel at any opportunity and at short notice led us to this fantastic train journey. This is another journey that started quite some years ago when I read about it and added it to our never-ending and always growing travel wish list. It's a train called the Bernina Express that takes you from Italy up into the Swiss Alps, and it is amazing. Our journey started with one of the earliest flights we've ever taken from Heathrow, which departed at 7:20 a.m. That means a really early taxi ride. Given that the flight cost us just £2 and a number of air miles, we were not complaining. We flew off to Milan, caught a local bus to the train station, and as it was a lovely sunny day, sat in the park next to the station and had our first delicious cup of Italian coffee. The Milan station is a grand old building. It's been judged by many as the most magnificent train station in the world. So Annie spent quite some time describing the architecture and what was all around us, both inside and outside the station. It's a mixture of Art Nouveau, Art Deco, and fascism of all things, but that's because of its bombastic sculptures that were demanded by Mussolini. The ticket hall, though, was inspired by Roman baths, so it was quite magnificent. It's a giant with its 200-meter-wide facade, and where the famous Cathedral of Milan can fit inside twice over. The canopy covers 24 tracks and it's the size of 10 football fields. It is just a mammoth. There are huge staircases taking you to the upper level where you get to the platforms and intricate mosaic floors that we were walking across. It must have been quite incredible to see when it was first inaugurated in 1931. But this is about the train ride, not the station. We boarded our first train towards Tirano in Italy. It's a 2-hour ride and takes us right along the edge of Lake Como, then through areas of terraced winelands. So many magnificent views for Annie to describe to me, and we'd hardly started our journey. Our train was really busy, but at the main stop for Lake Como, that all changed. It's a really popular day trip from Milan, and practically everybody got up and got off the train. There were just 4 of us left on our entire carriage of that train. We were spending our first night in Tirano, and that is also the starting point of the Bernina Express. It has its own train station across the square, and so our first task was to buy our train ticket for the next day's adventure. As Annie is such an incredible travel researcher, she'd actually found out that not only is the Bernina Express train available, but there are also normal coaches available on the same train, because the engine that's pulling it is a normal train. What that meant was, we were able to get off at any stop along the route and catch any train coming along later. Not all of the trains pulled the Bernina Express carriages, so being on those carriages, while fancier and more comfortable perhaps, meant that you were more restricted in the number of times you could get off and on the train during the day. Of course, it cost a lot less as well. To our surprise and delight, we were given the same commentary that they were hearing in the fancy carriages. Tickets in hand, we set off towards our hotel, but given the location of Tirano, with a river running through it, and the mountains in the distance with their snow-topped peaks, there were many stops along the way to admire the views and take photos as well, of course. Once checked in, we went off to explore the old town, and it's really quite an interesting place to wander around for an afternoon. And then, as it's the winelands, we had to find a wine bar. We did manage to sample some really good local wine. We stayed in a really beautiful old hotel. It's been in the same family since the 1800s, so that's been passed down through quite a number of generations. In the morning, we were treated to a delicious breakfast in what would have been the basement and probably would have been the kitchen in those days. So I was able to feel the thickness of the walls, and with the stone floors, helped me imagine how cold it must have been in the winter without heating. Join me next time as we head off to the train station and catch the Bernina Express off into the Swiss Alps.